Does activating DNA capacities cause an epigenetic shift? All humans are all born with a full DNA tree, like a Christmas tree loaded with ornaments. Ornaments are the DNA capacities. Some of those capacities light up, they are active, most of those don't light up. They are inactive or dormant. DNA capacities? What is a DNA capacity? Capacities are like abilities. In vocational testing, they test you for abilities that you can work with. Active abilities. They are not looking for more. Even though there are abilities dormant in your DNA that could be activated, but aren't. Very few, if any, jobs are interested in training you to that degree. And even higher learning institutions concentrate on the material, not on your abilities. Those are totally up to you. The more and more diverse and challenging activities you do in your life, successfully, the more abilities are activated. The DNA capacities that those dark, unlit ornaments show as dormant are, for example, patience, compassion, perseverance, process, caring, generosity, stepping out of the picture, letting go of your obsession with what you want, seeing the big picture, intelligence, focus, connecting the dots, astuteness, empathy, process, and lots more. A total of 160 capacities. These are the prized qualities of real winners. And they are likely dormant on your tree of genes, your Christmas tree. When I measure your starting point measurements, this is one of the measures, how many spiritual DNA capacities you have activated. Most have none activated. This shows that the person has lived a life where they weren't successfully meeting many challenges either because they never put themselves in the position to be challenged, or because they didn't do what it takes to win. So today they are boring and bored. Dull. Uninteresting and not capable people. Not the kind of people I can take to the promised land. I have found that directed strong specific source energy, that comes from source through me, can activate a dormant capacity for a couple of days. And a few, specific small actions using those capacities consistently create a DNA activation over time, an epigenetic shift where you don't have to try to be patient. For example, you just are. Most of the dormant capacities won't stay on if the small actions that activate them isn't practiced consistently. For example, I had a 30-day challenge for seeing value in another, seeing them as a person, validating them. It required looking. A grand total of one person practiced it some of the time, most dropped back to normal in a few days, to knowing. Knowing means that you are not looking. Even that one person, Helen, didn't realize that seeing is only possible if she keeps looking, so the capacity of seeing has turned off. Looking needs to be a conscious effort, and the mind isn't interested in you looking. It says, you already know. This translates to being unteachable, by the way. So back to patience, or unflappable, or impervious. Whatever the capacity that was needed for me to behave so differently in the same situation. This is what I noticed this morning. I have lived in this apartment for 12 years now. It is in walking distance from a Catholic church, that insists on doing 15-minute long music, out of tune, twice a day, at noon and at 6 p.m. I remember the first 12 years living here being bothered by it. The organ is out of tune, the music is out of key, it is played by amateurs, badly, on a potentially magnificent organ. An organ out of tune, an organ played poorly is like a human lacking certain human capacities. Off key, not satisfying, not music. I have perfect pitch, and was an active musician for 11 years of my life, giving concerts, making money. I was even accepted to the Academy of Music in Hungary, the equivalent of Juilliard in New York City. Amateurs playing poorly used to really bother me. Every off-key note cut into me like a rusty knife. I used to daydream about vengeance, public protest. It used to take from me an hour or two a day, 1 or 2 hours spent in anger, seething. I could not connect to source or do any work, even read while the bad music was going on. It's 12:15 today. The music just stopped. I heard it, hootin'. I heard that it was off-key. I heard that it was bad. And I continued working, connecting to source, in a not a big deal way. That was completely impossible for me years ago, or even weeks ago. So what happened? Every time I create an energy product, the energizer, the heaven on earth, the effortless abundance activator, the avatar state audios, the big bundle, or pulling energetic attachments and cords, I use it on myself to test on myself before I sell it to you. In addition to giving myself the energies, I pay attention to what it allows me to do, new things, new ways of being, new ways of looking at things. In contrast to the old ways. In these 10 or so years I've changed. This is more significant if you remember that previously, for 25 years, I did more work on myself than anyone I know. But without the energies. Nothing much happened in those 25 years. I was still impatient, judgmental, cruel, vengeful, hating, angry, impulsive, overconfident, underconfident, and out to prove that I was better, smarter than anyone. Can you hear a misery? It was miserable to be me. Most of those ways of being have disappeared, or have become flashes on the screen only, instead of dominant attitudes. Which means that in these 10 years I have activated 17 new capacities, aka Christmas tree ornaments on my DNA tree. I have. But most of my clients haven't. How can you duplicate my feat? How can you create an epigenetic shift for yourself, activating at least the most important gene, the one that if it were active, your doom would not be so predictable. Your doom is like a black hole that wants to swallow you and your life. And you scramble, flail, strategize to avoid it, but not well, not successfully, you are circling the drain. At the same time you have another energy that tries to get unfair advantage, the energy for desire to receive for the self alone. The combined effect of these two energies is a life that is unproductive, is all about you, and honestly, empty. I can only pull really one thing, alter one thing in this dynamic, I can pull the anchor that keeps you circling this doom, whether you want to or not. I can't cut the cord. I can't change your evil inclination for you, but I can pull the anchor to doom. I have pulled the anchor for a lot of you, but your life hasn't changed, because you're not clear on what are the small actions you need to keep doing so you start moving on a path other than the same circle. So your life can become a life worth living. Capacity activation and the actions together create an epigenetic shift. By the way, one student paid me, as an experiment, a few years ago to activate all his dormant capacities. I did. 40% came on and he had a chance, first student in the world, in history, to cement those changes and become the fantastic person hidden in his DNA. It's 2 years later, and the gene stems since then. He did none of the actions he needed to do. Some people, I feel it in my bones, will learn from his example, and actually do what they need to do. Regularly, daily, so it becomes really an epigenetic shift, irreversible. Humanity is gone, instead of upward, growing, becoming more human, looking at today's humanity, looking at you, we have gone backwards. Towards simpletons, towards savages. It is not late to turn the tide. You want to look at yourself if you want it for yourself. You can do it. It is not difficult. The question is, do you want it? What do you need to participate in this DNA activation project? You need to have your dominant belief and anchor to doom attachment removed. Your vibration needs to be around or above 200, so I can believe that you are intelligent enough to grasp what it is that you need to do. You need to look for your own answers, on my site, instead of asking me to find them for you. Meaning you need to start wiping your own ass. If you were brought up or fancy yourself to be the prince, this will be hard for you. I do this work in my freedom courses, which are the first stage of my advanced classes, including the More Money workshop. I won't waste my time trying to train someone in money who has no foundation. I leave it to the well-meaning gurus who themselves don't have the foundation, or if they do, they didn't learn it, or not consciously, so they can't teach it. Besides, there is no money in it. The big bucks they make is from exploiting the unrealistic desires of the multitudes who are not capable or not willing to accept what is unrealistic for them to begin with, given their unlit Christmas tree, given their track record, given their overactive anchor to doom. What we are working now, what keeps me up at night, is explaining to people who have had their anchor to doom pulled, how to start living a life where you are not constrained to circling the doom, resisting the doom, being controlled by the having to, needing to, wanting to, and the should. Where you awaken your inner motivation, where you can become inner directed, where you establish your inner authority. It's like herding cats, by the way. Cats don't behave like they do, unherdable, they do because they don't comprehend the alternative. I have room for 3 more people to work with. What does this entail? 1. Have your anchor to doom attachment pulled. 2. Participate in a workshop where I help you distinguish what your doom is, words, and what your dominant belief is. The dynamic is quite tricky. I spent last night turning and tossing, it's so tricky. And then, if you really want to live life of purpose, then you probably want to enroll in the Art of Soaring / the Soaring Method course that is once a month, until it is done. Soaring is a state where your inner guidance is active. By the way, the course is to activate that state and keep it alive. But remember, you need to do the work diligently, it is not automatic, not at all. Get it done, go to https://www.yourvibration.com/anchor. When you get to the shopping cart, pay attention to the options. Find your situation. Don't be stupid, please. If you are, you disqualify yourself. Forever. P.S. There have been attempts for DNA activation in the past. Viana of Theta Healing, Pam Raglan of Quantum Mind Shifting. Both have summarily failed. Why? Because the energy is not enough, it is just the door opener. Keeping the door open until the gene stays active without work, is your job. So you'll be having the same challenge that those two women did. Let's prove it to them that it can be done. LOL. The interesting tidbit is, if the person didn't manage to keep their own energy cause transformation on, how are they going to help you with yours? This is why I measure their vibration in my vibrational reviews. So see if they did or didn't. Viana, 200, Pam Ragland, 170. Why solo? Because they don't do what they teach. So the DNA changes don't stay on. Your vibrational number reflects your DNA, or the number of spiritual capacities you have on. So all the knuckleheads that teach to jump around, etc. to raise your vibration, or the fire-breathing guru, Simot 170, are proof themselves to what I'm saying. PPS, epigenetic shift is what you want. Epigenetic shift is when your DNA tree permanently changes, making the DNA activation inheritable.